Until that phone call, it had been an ordinary day. Laden with groceries, I was walking home through Bermondsey, a neighborhood of London just south of the river. It was a stifling August evening, and when the phone rang, I considered ignoring it, keen to hurry home and shower. Curiosity got the better of me, so I slowed, sliding the phone out of my pocket, pressing it against my ear, sweat pooling on the screen. It was my dad. He'd recently moved to Sweden, and the call was unusual. He rarely used his mobile, and it would have been expensive to call London. My dad was crying. I came to an abrupt stop, dropping the grocery bag. I'd never heard him cry before. My parents had always been careful not to argue or lose their temper in front of me. In our household, there were no furious rows or tearful fights. I said, "Dad?"
"Your mother. She's not well."
"Mum's sick?"
"It's so sad."
"Sad because she's sick? Sick how? How's Mum sick?" Dad was still crying. All I could do was dumbly wait until he said,
"She's been imagining things. Terrible, terrible things."
A reference to her imagination rather than some physical ailment was so strange and surprising that I crouched down, steadying myself with one hand on the warm, cracked concrete pavement, observing a patch of red sauce leaking through the bottom of the dropped grocery bag. Eventually, I asked, "For how long?"
"The whole summer."
Months, and I hadn't known. I'd been here in London, oblivious, my dad maintaining a tradition of concealment. Guessing my thoughts, he added,
"I was sure I could help her. Maybe I waited too long, but the symptoms started gradually. Anxiety and odd comments, we can all suffer from that. Then came the allegations. She claims she has proof, and she talks about evidence and suspects, but it's nonsense and lies."
Dad became louder, defiant, emphatic, no longer crying. He'd recovered his fluency. There was more to his voice than sadness.
"I was hoping it would pass, or that she just needed time to adjust to life in Sweden on a farm. Except it got worse and worse, and now..."
My parents were from a generation that wouldn't go to the doctor unless it was an injury you could see with your eyes or feel with your fingers. To burden a stranger with the intimate details of their lives was unfathomable. "Dad, tell me she's seen a doctor."
"He says she's suffering from a psychotic episode." "Daniel."
Mum and Dad were the only people in the world who didn't shorten my name to Dan.
"Your mum's in hospital. She's been committed."
I heard this final piece of news and opened my mouth to speak with no idea of what to say. Perhaps just to exclaim, but in the end said nothing.
"Daniel?"
"Yes."
"Did you hear?"
"I heard."